Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Carter was there at the, Carter went to opening day for the Giants and then followed that up with Nuggets Warriors. And that was all for your lovely fiance, correct? For her birthday?
No, I went with a friend to the Giants and then with her to the Warriors.
Okay.
Didn't go over well.
Okay. You didn't take her to both. Did she want to go to both?
Probably not.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot, but that's the nice ingress egress that you like to use that term of, you know, Oracle Park being right there. And the game went so late. To like what, 5 o'clock? So you can just go right over to Chase Center and walk right over there.
It went. I think it started at 1:30.
It was like 5:45.
I think five. Yeah. Or was it? So it was late.
It was really late.
It was really late. Little guy only lasts about the eighth inning.
So he was sleeping. So you just waited.
No, he wasn't sleeping. He was just like, this is
okay. We gotta go.
Okay. We gotta hit.
I'll let you know.
The parachute. Okay. But we had a great time. Dude, my wife lost it on me because I gave him ice cream. I'm like, this is, if you're going to go to the game, you go and you get ice cream. What are we doing?
Opening day, you got to.
Exactly.
Cotton candy, ice cream.
French fries. Oh, my God, dude. There was a burger upstairs, club level. It was a Derby burger, I believe.
God, I can go for one of those right now.
It was incredible. Double cheeseburger. Oh. I had half of my mouth completely numb. It felt like I got punched in the
Oh, that's right. You went to the dentist on Friday. How'd that go? Oh, yeah.
It went great.
It wasn't scary, was it?
No, it hurt. I'm in pain. I'm still hurting today. That's why I just took some aspirin.
Okay, what happened?
He's like trying to save my lower teeth because I had trauma in the lower teeth where I got hit with a ball back like 20-something years ago.
Oh, okay.
So and so like
effects.
The tooth kind of got messed up and like the gums got messed up. And so, you know how docs are always saying, hey, we could lose these teeth. And then as we get up, I think you're going to be fine. I'm like, why did you do this to me? Shout out Dr. Baker.
The Hangover. He's like, dentists aren't really doctors. You're not really a doctor.
No, Dr. Baker is
know,
the
I'm
man.
I'm kidding, but I love that joke all the time. You're not really a doctor. You're more of a dentist.
That's the reason I'm getting pissed.
I noticed how good it was. So I'm walking over back to the club, and I had to take a shower because I was out of it. Like I'm talking Novocaine out, dude. Sure. My whole face was puffy.
Okay.
And then it slowly started to dissipate because he puts all these shots in you. And by the time I got to the stadium, I was ready to eat. I was so hungry. And you know what I mean? When I 1:30, I mean, that's like dinner for me.
It all worked out there. And it's all working out for the Giants right now. Again, we'll talk about the Giants. 9:20, we're going to have Dave Fleming. They're 8-1 right now. They're the best team in baseball.
Let me take it
They're
a step
first
further.
First in the NL West, not the Dodgers, not the Padres.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No.
For the Giants to win that game the way that they did, followed up by the Warriors to win that game the way that they did.
It was an incredible weekend.
One of the best days in Bay Area sports in a long time.
And Stephen Curry hanging out at the Sharks game over the weekend. So Bay Area unite indeed. And after that game, I think the confidence level with everyone, I'm sure all the people here on the show included, after you beat the Lakers, the back end of a back-to-back to come back at home and be the Nuggets. I get it. No Jamal Murray. That's a big difference. But they didn't have Jamal Murray or Jokic and punked your ass just a week prior. So let's all take a deep breath there. And you know what? I really don't give a damn if the Nuggets don't have Jamal Murray because everyone's battling injuries at this point in the season. And you know what? I don't have a question mark right there when it comes to the Warriors, albeit Jimmy's forearm might be concerning. We'll keep an eye on that. Having said all of that, to do that, the belief level had to have been, oh, we're going to go to the championship. Like, to do that against the top in the West, because I keep saying this, I'm going to continue to say it. The Oklahoma City Thunder, I know they're the one seed. I know they've had a great regular season. Did you guys watch the game yesterday?
No.
They played all their starters, and the Lakers coming off that loss to the Warriors absolutely obliterated them. And I watched that game and said, you know what? Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about the Thunder, too. I'm not buying it.
Fully. I do think that they're very matchup dependent in the playoffs. And I want to see who they match up against first.
And I don't think they'd match up well against the team I saw yesterday. And I don't think they'd match up well, quite frankly, against the Warriors because historically they've been very difficult. Like, and I get it. It's gone down to the wire. Okay. They're young, the athletic. But something about them I quite don't trust yet. And whether that's Shea having to prove it as the number one, whether it's the Jalen Williams as a bona fide number two, Lu Dort, the torture chamber. Well, he got cooked ad nauseum yesterday. And albeit, listen, great offensive players there for LA, obviously, and the size was giving them some problems. But I looked at that game more so as like, man, if I'm the Warriors, if I'm the Lakers, if I'm the Nuggets, if they get healthy, like, yeah, I don't have that fear factor of the Oklahoma City Thunder. As much as the national media want to shove them down my throat, yeah, I'm just not buying it there.
So you asked a question kind of quickly there, and regarding the Warriors and how you're feeling, like what championship, just throw championship to the side.
Well, but I think people were talking about it. No, like I'm not going to do that because come Friday night, there was a lot of chatter from a lot of my friends. Oh, dude, we can actually do this is what finally a lot of ones.
That's different than we can actually do this is different from we're winning the championship.
No, we're going to a championship. We're going through the West. And a lot of people
can we acknowledge how difficult that is? And let's see what the landscape looks like in the West and where the matchups are.
Are you not feeling that after beating the Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets?
This is what I feel. I feel like anything can happen. This team, anything can happen. When you beat the Grizzlies the way that you did, wow, that was a big win. That meant a lot, right?
Yeah.
Then you beat the Lakers the way that you did.
In Los Angeles.
That's a big, big win to win that game. And you kind of put a shot across their bow.
Yeah.
And like, hey, you want to see us in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Then to finally beat the Nuggets Friday night in the dramatic way that you did.
Yeah.
And Steph looked so dynamic. And I just thought the whole team played really well. And Pods is just playing out of his mind. Guys were contributing all over the place. I thought Draymond was really good defensively. To win those games in that succession the way that you did, I'm like, all right, this team is real.
Mm-hmm.
This team is a real bona fide Western Conference team. Where does it end? Who do they play? Like, that's the immediate question I ask myself.
I don't think it matters. Like, does it still matter who they play in the first round at this point? You just beat the Lakers. You just beat the Nuggets, beat the Grizzlies. Like, I don't care about the Thunder or the Rockets. I know you lost to the Rockets yesterday, but you've had their number in the past.
I just had to get in. I feel like if I knew they were the 3 or 4 seed, Joe, I think my opinion would be different. They have to, like, well, I mean, the margin of error to the end of the year.
And that brings me to my question at 888-957-9570. We got Do You Believe coming up in 5 minutes. Like, you can have one or two ways. Are you feeling really good about those three wins we just mentioned? Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, or are you feeling worse about that loss yesterday because it dropped you all the way to the sixth spot? So 888-957-9570, do you believe? Start lining them up. We're going to start playing that in about 5 minutes as we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And I know my belief level in the team shifted, and I can go for one of those right now. My belief level in this team shifted
Don't you think it's a little early?
It's never early. I told you I can go for a double cheeseburger right now at 7:25 in the morning. I mean,
it could be a soda.
Yes, a pop, if you will. Or like I like a nice sparkling water in the morning, like one of those Liquid.
What was the old Coca-Cola? Play it again, and I'll do the old Coca-Cola commercials.
There you go.
Isn't that how it used to go?
You know what I used to smash? Sixth period or seventh period, whatever was after lunch, right? Whatever it was for you. I used to smash a wild cherry Pepsi can because I get them for like a 50 cents or 75 cents in the machine. And then a pack of wild berry Skittles every single day, Monday through Friday.
How are you not 700 pounds?
Oh, this one. Shout out to metabolism. There you go. It was a Was that Shasky?
That wasn't just right now, was it?
That was great. Oh.
No, that was when you did the show with Grandy. You had that heavy sigh about something.
One more time.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That makes sense. Actually, okay, that one made me a little bit.
That was me watching the Warriors last night.
Honestly, a little bit more enjoyable.
I feel so like optimistic about the Warriors. Number one, optimistic is the word.
But not.
But I'm petrified of this like Clipper game on Sunday, and if that determines whether you're a play-in or playoff team.
Well, let's look at the schedule coming up here real quick for the Warriors as we do the schedule game, because that's what everyone's going to be looking at, these next four games or three games for some of these teams. So you got the Suns tomorrow, Kevin Durant and them boys, Devin Booker, okay.
Is KD even going to play?
Well, he played, let me pull this up. He did play their last game, did he not? Let's see. Sunday, March, so since March 30th, no, against that Rocket. So, I don't know. Is he going to play that game?
He had a devastating ankle injury. I thought the season was over.
Is it? That's the thing. Is it for sure done? Is he going to be out tomorrow? I don't know.
Not for sure, but I would find it very
hard. Right, I would find it hard to believe that he played.
So, Devin Booker and them boys, we'll just call it, okay? Devin Booker and those guys. By the way, I've mentioned it on this show a lot. I cannot believe just how god-awful they are still. With all the talent they have there, and for them to be that bad still, it's pretty incredible, but that's neither here nor there. So you got the Suns coming up for the Warriors, and then you got the Spurs.
Gotta win that one.
So it's a back end of a back-to-back. Spurs coming into town, and then you got the Fighting Chaunceys on Friday, and then Sunday you wrap it up, 12:30 at Shea Center.
Can we have more back-to-backs to end the year? I mean, geez Louise.
Just one more back-to-back, that's it.
No, I know, but we just played a back-to-back. Maybe the toughest back-to-back in the league.
And you handled it.
I know.
And then you had a day off in between, which is why it's so disappointing that you lost to the Rockets.
Yeah, but it's not enough for the age group that you have. I mean, this is such an older team. They needed that extra day, even a half a day.
Does that kind of give you a little bit pause, by the way, given a playoff series, the age of this?
Well, Jimmy Butler's got a wrap on his left forearm. Yeah. You know, he's clearly not looking as decisive offensively. I thought yesterday the matchup of the young, big, athletic players made him look very old.
888-957-9570.
It was a bad matchup in particular for him.
No, it's a great point. And
Tari Eason? Wow.
This everyone on the
Jabari Smith.
Every player on the Rockets is just chiseled and tall and big.
And fast.
Outside of Fred VanVleet, who did not have a good game at all. He had 1 of 8, 1 of 5, and just 3 points for Freddie VanVleet, who, by the way, whenever I look at him, you can't not think of that final series in 2019. Guy hit everything. He could not miss in that series. He had that new dad energy, remember?
Yeah, he wouldn't shut up to Draymond yesterday at the free throw line. Somebody was at the free throw line.
They were all chirping.
And Fred VanVleet. I mean, like, come on.
Well, no, but there was points in between. Someone was videotaping. I don't know who was at the game yesterday. Might have been Whitley. I'm not sure who was, you know, doing some filming in between. And it was Fred VanVleet. It was Jimmy Butler, Pods, and Draymond. They're all kind of shooting the breeze and like covering their mouths and like laughing about something. So it wasn't as contentious as it all made, like on the court during game time, sure, but they were fine after it. They were fine in between. They're cordial. Not like Ime Udoka and Steph Curry, by the way. Ime Udoka, after the game, head coach of the Houston Rockets, talking about that exchange with Stephen Curry.
I was talking to my team, you know, about the physicality. This is the type of game we like. This is who we are. He said something, I said something. Nothing, a little friendly banter.
Okay, a little friendly banter. Thank you, Dave Fleming. He'll be joining us at 9:20. And then Steph, this is what he had to say in regards to that exchange after the game.
He had made a reservation at International Smoking in Cassidy, and so I was kind of upset with him. We went back and forth on that.
So he's making a joke. International Smoke, by the way, obviously. Michael Mina and Ayesha Curry behind this global-inspired restaurant for grilled meats and cocktails. So he's just saying, hey, cancel the reservation. Give it a little plug to Ayesha. I think Draymond said as much after that, too. So,
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.